From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The federal government makes a series of extraordinary moves to prevent the mortgage and banking crisis from getting worse. What's the plan? Will it work? The presidential nominees have their say, and so does our reporters' roundtable. With us, we've got Aaron Aubrey Kaplan, a contributing editor to the op-ed section of the LA Times, and John Yearwood, the Miami Herald's world editor. Hi, folks.
Hey, Farai.
Hello, Farai.
How you doing?
Well, pretty good.
Better than the stock market?
Well, surviving. Well, that's too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, let me start with you. President Bush held a White House press conference this morning. He said federal intervention was essential, and this was, quote, a pivotal moment for the American economy. He authorized the U.S. Treasury to tap up to $50 billion to insure money market mutual funds. And, you know, how is this really going to affect most people, especially I'm thinking about people getting close to retirement age?
Well, one of the things, Farai, that I think it was clear that something absolutely had to be done. A lot of people need confidence return to the market, and they need to have a sense that the money in their mutual funds is safe. And what the president did this morning was, in effect, throw a lifeline out to many people to say, look, no need to worry about the funds in your mutual funds. But I think more important, though, is the psychological edge, I think, not only what he did this morning with the $50 billion, but the much broader package that's being worked out by the Treasury Secretary and Congress, that, you know, they need to tell people that, look, we're listening to what you're saying. We're seeing what's happening not only in the American economy, but in the global economy. And we have to do something about it. We have to address these issues. And I think that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing happening. And hopefully we can see some confidence coming back into market, not only on the part of American investors, but also on the part of Americans who are looking for some type of, as they say, saving grace.
Aaron, how do you think people are playing in the political sandbox on this? You know, this is a situation where you have various government agencies, the White House and Congress, all trying to figure out, and plus the presidential nominees, we'll talk about that in a second, but all trying to figure out how to collaborate and or get their share of the spotlight. Are people doing a good job in government trying to pull it together?
Well, you know, I suppose so. It's hard to be kind of objective about this. Yeah, I mean, I think it's dawning on Congress that they've got to pull together to do something. There's no time to, you know, argue. The situation is changing day to day. But I just have to say, I don't think I'm the only American out there who feels like this. It feels like the absolute foundation of the American economy is coming apart. And Congress might be heroic in what it's doing and doing the best thing now, but the real issue is, you know, this has been developing over, what, at least 10, 20 years. You know, the crisis has been really built by both parties, and it just doesn't feel like anyone's up to solving this. It feels unsolvable with a few actions. Even this historic, you know, government intervention, which I think is the biggest since the Great Depression, it doesn't feel like anyone's got a real handle on it.
John, one of the big questions that has come up is to regulate or not to regulate. And we see different cycles in different administrations with how much to regulate financial markets and how much to let them be self-regulating. How good a job has the media done in transmitting to people what it means to even regulate financial markets and what stake people have in whether or not they're well regulated?
Well, that's a good question, Fred. And I think partly because the media, I don't think, has done a terrific job at this, and partly because it is so difficult that a lot of people in the media don't understand themselves exactly what it means. And as a result, it's almost impossible for many to convey that message to the public. And, you know, what I sense and what, you know, we try to do here at the Herald is try to simplify a lot of what's happening. And that's what the public, by and large, want to understand. How is this all going to affect me? And I don't think the media, by and large, has done a really good job of translating that message all the way down. Now, going back to the earlier question you were asking about this whole economic situation that we're in, not too long ago, I was at a party with a bank president. He was talking about the impending crisis that was coming, in which he said, look, you know, there are a lot of banks, not only in this city, but across the country. You wouldn't believe what the foundations many of them are built on. If the public is made aware of that, people would be literally pulling their money out of the banks. But what we're seeing now, I think, is to some extent some of what he was saying coming to fruition, that we're beginning to see that many of these institutions were literally sitting on straw.
All right. Well, let's go into some of the political reactions. Aaron, Senators John McCain and Barack Obama both spoke out today on what they wanted to do regarding the economy. Each took some shots at their rival. Senator McCain said that the Federal Reserve needs to stop bailing out failed financial institutions. Do you think he's trying to distance himself from the Bush administration? And if so, is it working?
Well, yeah, of course he's trying to distance himself from the Bush administration. Who wouldn't at this point? But it just doesn't ring true. You know, even if he's distancing himself from Bush, he cannot distance himself from his party and what it has wrought. Now, it is not just Republicans that have brought this about, but certainly they're the ones in charge and have been for a while. So it's getting very difficult for him to do that, and he kind of keeps going from position to position. Of course, you know, he, like all Republicans, took the position of, you know, small government, meaning, which I take to mean, you know, as little government regulation as possible. Well, we've seen the results of that, and now he's sort of taking the populist stance, which is we need to reform these, you know, irresponsible corporations and these fat cat CEOs, when in fact, I think 83% of his campaign staff, you know, are connected to these financial institutions. So, I mean, look, you know, the buck just stops here, and he's tried to move it to a different place, and it's not working, at least not in my eyes.
All right, John, you get to take a look at Senator Obama. He is looking at some of the issues of, you know, whether or not there should be more regulation, and he definitely wants to look at the Treasury Department. But, you know, what kind of message are you getting from Senator Obama? What are you parsing out from his plans to fix the economy? What does he want?
Well, one of the things that the senator has talked about is, look, let's see how this whole thing is shaking out before I come up with a much more detailed plan in terms of how to bring about some needed change in this arena. One of the things that he's talked about, though, is something similar to what, or along the lines of what the Treasury Secretary announced late last night. He wants some kind of involvement by the federal government in helping to save many of these institutions. My sense is that we'll get more information on that in the next few days. He had a high power meeting today with many of his economic advisors. The team includes Paul Volcker, among others, and we'll hopefully get some more from him in terms of what advice they have given him, and where he hopes to lead on this issue. What's interesting, though, and what would be I think really fascinating to watch, is when this whole proposal goes to Congress, the fact that you have both McCain and Obama and Joe Biden as well will be in the Senate to debate this whole thing, and it would be really interesting to hear how they approach it and what they say during that debate.
All right. This is kind of a bonus question, but today, as we've been watching on television the coverage of the various speeches, there was a group of hecklers. Now, these are black hecklers with signs including the words KKK that stood up at one of Senator Obama's events and were booed. This is not the first time that he has been heckled by black groups, sometimes black nationalist groups, who think that he's not doing enough for black people. Just quickly, Aaron, do you think that this is something that registers with people as a negative for Senator Obama, or how does it play out?
That's a good question. I don't think – here's the thing. I think black people – for black people, they understand the concern about Obama's commitment to black, you know, causes, quote-unquote. But I think people also, most black people, it's not going to change their very solid support of Obama. I don't think it's going to happen, because I think for most, vast majority of black people, it's about getting him in, and we'll deal with this politics later. That may not be the smartest approach, but I think that's pretty much the position. As for the larger electorate, I don't know that it'll register very much at all. Yes.
I just want to make sure that John gets a chance to have a little word on this. John, could this actually be a boon in a way? You know, oh, Senator Obama, he's the nice black guy, and he's not like these guys with signs. I mean, there's been a lot of very complicated racial politics.
Yeah, one of the things, and to add some clarification to what you were saying, Farai, in terms of the signs that you saw today at the University of Miami, where the senator is speaking, one of the signs says Obama endorsed by the KKK, and that was a KKK reference. Also, as you quite rightly said, some of the signs has blacks against Obama. I think there are some people who are looking at this who would say, well, you know, this is someone who's not 100% supported by the black community, and there's some people who would look at it and say, well, that's probably good, and as a result, I'll vote for him. And and I think we saw some of the same thing after the comment by the Reverend Jesse Jackson some weeks ago or months ago. Now everything's moving so quickly, in what he said about Senator Obama. There's some segment of the population that's going to look at this, mm-hmm. and say, well, he does not have uniform black support, which is, in a crazy way, gives them some level of security.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
Thanks, Farai.
We were speaking with John Yearwood, the Miami Herald's world editor. He joined me from the studios at the Miami Herald, and Aaron Aubrey Kaplan, a contributing editor to the op-ed section of the LA Times.